Oh, Black Rain. Okay, that's a bombing of Hiroshima. And it was written by Musashi Ibushi is the Japanese guy's name. I'm not sure if I pronounced it right. But what happened in Hiroshima was that that after the cloud burst, it dripped rain.
Right.
And it was like black oil or something like that. And that was getting a lot of the people, they didn't know what it was, right? And the thing with this piece is that it's a beautiful piece. But once you tell people the subject matter, you know, it kind of clouds over. So you got this little amoeba right here dripping, kind of coming down right there. You can see that part right there. And but it's kind of interesting, you know, to watch somebody. They go, "Wow, this is really beautiful."
Yeah.
And then you go up and you tell them what it is, and all of a sudden, you know, that you it changes the piece altogether.
It totally does. I didn't know
Yeah.
what it was either. I thought, oh, it's, you know, I don't know.
And that's, you know, the atomic bomb blast and that whole thing.
Wow.
You know, a lot of the doctors that were coming from other areas, you know, after the bombing, they were getting sick off their patients that they were taking care of. You know, they were radioactive, you know, the patients. And you know, and the whole thing about Hiroshima was like that was the first one that they bombed, right? And they what was happening was the second one in Nagasaki, what happened was the Russians had declared war on Japan at that point. And what they didn't want to do is they didn't want them to come in and be able to split it like they had to
Yeah.
split Germany, right?
Right.
So that was Nagasaki. That was the next one. So now listen to the planning on this one. The first one was a little boy, and it was kind of round like a sausage, right? And all of the things were kind of around like that. The next one we'll call Fat Boy, and it was round like this, and it had all of the dynamite coming in like that, you know, and around all in circles like
Yeah,
that.
one of them was what they shoot the
Yeah,
uranium
they
in
shoot it in like this from
into
each
the
end.
initiation chamber, and then the other one they implode it.
They
Yeah.
imploded the whole thing. And in fact, I read a book. It was this guy, Finneyman was the guy's name. And the story of the book was, "Surely you're joking, Mr. Finnegan." Finneyman. And he was the one that suggested. He was at the Manhattan Project, and he was a samba drum player, man, and he was really, really cool, man. You'd love him, you know. He used to go in, and they had top secret documents, and his favorite thing was cracking safes, man. He just loved it, and so he'd go in and ask these people about, "Hey, listen, I'm looking for these documents," and they couldn't find him, and they said, "Oh, here they are," you know, and he was just playing with, you know. But he was the one that suggested the imploding. And they
Yeah.
looked at him and they said, "Surely you're joking, huh?" You know?
Yeah.
And that was the theme of
Well,
that thing.
they were trying to have two different designs in case one of them didn't work, because they
Yeah.
really weren't sure what the fuck was going
Sure,
to
and they had
happen.
to do it pretty fast, you
Yeah.
know.
No, those guys were intense.
Well, and you know, Germany was right behind them. They were 2 seconds away from, and then they had sent over uranium enriched, I forget what it was, over on a submarine, and it didn't make it to Japan in time. And I think they captured it or something like that.
Yeah,
But
they were close.
they were real close.